You're about to hear a selection of audio clips of residents talking about life here in Burnham on Crouch in years gone by. The first clip that you'll hear is from the BBC archive. It's about the tragic 1953 East Coast flooding and the response from the people here in Burnham on Crouch.
Southend-on-Sea Pictorial, February the 2nd, 1953. The River Crouch, lashed by the gale, provided the highest tide ever recorded. Heeding a BBC warning that high tides were imminent, many Burnham quayside dwellers prepared themselves for an all-night vigil. As the waters rose relentlessly, people hastily did what they could with sandbags, but their efforts were in vain. Between midnight and 1 o'clock, a terrific weight of water forced a 30-foot breach in the sea wall opposite the quay house. As the water swept unchecked...
The St John's Ambulance Brigade was, that was a voluntary organisation in Burnham. We were responsible for running a volunteer ambulance service in those days. There was no National Health Service ambulance there, and we as crews used to man that ambulance 365 days of the year, voluntary. We went to bed, and at 12 o'clock the phone rang, and the superintendent, Harold Y, phoned me. He said, there's an emergency in Burnham, flooded down there, that we've got to open a reception centre. He said, would you go down to the Baptist Chapel in the High Street, light the boiler, put all the lights on and get ready, because we may have people coming in. So I dressed and went down to the Baptist Chapel and had to find my way with the lights and the torch, this huge, great leviathan of a boiler, which I had to chop the wood for and get the coke going, get the fire going, that sort of thing. And about another hour... we had a message to stand by that the ambulance would be going to Canby Island, where they had a major disaster. So we had to go and get the ambulance from the ambulance station on the quay, drive it through the water up to the High Street near the Baptist Chapel and stand by. Now, in those days, of course, there was no radio communication. It was all the old-fashioned steam phones, you see, and not many phones were in order, but we had to stand by. The ambulance we had was an Austin ambulance with a high chassis, so they thought, as we hadn't got any casualties at that moment in Burnham, we could be used. So we stood by until about 6 o'clock in the morning, until then we could see the damage, actually what happened in Burnham with all the tremendous flooding that had taken place. We had a message to say that the Royal Corinthian Yacht Club would be used as the reception centre, not the Baptist Chapel, because they had feeding facilities and lounges and hot water, and so we had to take the ambulance down to the Royal Corinthian Yacht Club through the water and get ourselves stationed at the Royal Corinthian Yacht Club to receive anybody who came over. The Southend lifeboat at that present time had been going over to Foulness and Canewdon and Wallasey, trying to rescue people from the farms and bring them to the Corinthian Yacht Club, where they could be fed and warmed and looked after. They were coming up with their few possessions and that sort of thing, and so thankful, you know, to be rescued. And then soon they were given tea and meals and the nice armchairs and that sort of thing, you know, and people were coming in from the WVS as it was then, those days, and just looking after and saying, now can I phone so-and-so, auntie so-and-so, and looking after people generally. It was a wonderful spirit, and these people were so thankful. The radio was on, and gradually the news was coming through, you see, in the part of the immensity of this disaster, you see, about Canby Island, right up the east coast. And we realised that by the evening time what a major disaster it was, and that perhaps Burnham was lucky in the respect that we hadn't got any casualties in such a place like Canby Island or Jaywick.
If you'd like to listen to another track, please press the button again.